Now it's my absolute pleasure to introduce to you listeners, Professor Joanne Aikens. And Joanne is the General Manager Research. And why we're speaking to Joanne today is because last Thursday, her research group was awarded some very, very special things that can only help our community. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Thank you very much for talking to us. And I know we've been trying to get this interview lined up, but we understand that you're very busy. If I may call you Joanne, please.
Please.
The award, Joanne, is absolutely amazing for Queensland to be receiving, but it is the 2019 Asia Pacific Spatial Excellence Award, and also the Spatial Enablement. And this is pretty incredible when you think about the work that actually goes into the Australian Cancer Atlas. Joanne, would you just explain a little bit of this to our listeners? Because as you and I spoke earlier, yes, it's quite amazing, and you do need to hear a little bit more about it before you can appreciate the absolute importance of this award that you've received.
Thank you. Thank you so much for those very kind words. We're absolutely tickled pink about the award. Cancer Council Queensland has been working on this project for some years now with the University of Technology and another group called Frontier SI. Perhaps if I could talk about first what the Atlas is, to let people know what the Australian Cancer Atlas is. Would that be...
Absolutely. Yes, yes.
It's an atlas, and it's online. It's an online interactive atlas. Anybody can go and have a look at it. It's completely free. Atlas.cancer.org.au, and you'll be able to have a look. It's very colourful. It's very easy to use. And what it explains is the way that cancer incidence rates, that is the rates of cancer diagnosis and the rates of cancer survival, how that varies across the country. So it shows you where rates are higher than average and where rates are lower than average across the whole of Australia, all colour-coded. And the thing that people will be quite surprised about, I think, is just how much those rates do vary. It's something that we always, at the back of our minds, knew that this was the case, but this is the first time it's actually been shown so clearly, and people can have a look, and even down to the suburb where you live, you can look and see what cancer rates are.
So it shows the burden of the cancer that varies across the geographical areas, doesn't it? That's one of the really good things about it.
Precisely. And it shows us where there are disparities, where there's variation in those rates of diagnosis and rates of survival. And I think it's important for people to understand that this is based on average rates. It's not anything, it doesn't say anything about an individual person. It's about averages. And the reason that those averages vary from small area to small area is because of the broader issues, such as the percentage of people who smoke in those areas, socioeconomic factors, access to healthcare. It's those sorts of things that this atlas really points to. And perhaps if I give you one example, skin cancer. If you pick skin cancer in the menu and have a look at how that varies across Australia, you'll notice that there's a very high incidence around the southeast corner of Queensland, northern New South Wales. And we know that that's the case. And that's because of our wonderful lifestyle, I'm sorry to say, in our leisure time, and very high rates of sun exposure. So that's just an example of the sorts of things you can very easily see on this atlas.
Yeah, yeah. This, and just letting our listeners know that these awards recognises the contribution to the professional and the business communities in regards to the J.K. Berry Award for overall excellence. Professor Joanne, you must be absolutely tickle pink with this, and it will also enable you to go on and do further research and then make that research help the broader community.
Very much so. That's what this is all about. And the next big question is really to drill down and know exactly what it is that causes these variations. Mm-hmm. Why is it that people, for example, in regional areas have lower survival for almost all cancers compared to people in the cities? the only way we'll be able to address that problem is to understand the reasons. And so our next phase, phase two of the Australian Cancer Atlas, is to map those sorts of access to healthcare and risk factors for cancer to really try to understand what the reasons are, and then we can start to do something about it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Just because we don't live in the southeast corner doesn't mean to say that we should suffer anything more.
That's exactly right. That's precisely the point, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Professor Joanne Aitken, look, congratulations, and please pass on our very, very deepest wishes, the best wishes to the guys that are helping you come along with these researchers, and also enabling you to get these awards, because they don't come easy. It's a lot of work, and we hope that you continue to march along and sort out those country areas that probably need a little bit more help than the city. But hey, just keep doing what you're doing, hey?
Thank you so much, Rosemary.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.